James Devlin was 27 years old, and he had everything that he had ever wanted. He had a place in society, he had a beautiful, rich fiancée, and he had a title of his own. Yet on the night that his former wife walked back into his life after 9 years' absence, he was bored as it was possible for a gentleman to be at a ton ball at the height of the London season. It was another night of lavish excess and hollow entertainment. The Duke and Duchess of Alton threw the best parties in the ton, opulent, tasteful, and frightfully exclusive. For Dev, it was also another night of fetching lemonade for Emma when she became thirsty, of finding her fan when she misplaced it, and of fawning on Emma's mamma, who could not stand him and probably did not even know his name, although he had been betrothed to her daughter for 2 years. Once upon a time, Dev had to brave the elements on the rain-lashed deck of a ship of the line, scramble up rigging, and fight for his life. Each day had brought new dangers, new excitement. It had only been 2 years, but it felt like a century ago. These days he did nothing more dangerous than check the set of his coat and pass Emma her reticule.
"Jealous, Dev?"
His sister Francesca put a hand on his sleeve, and Dev realized that he had been frowning at Emma across the dance floor, glaring at her as she twirled through the steps of the waltz in the arms of her cousin Frederick Walters. Chezzy was not the only one who had noticed his grim stance. He saw the sideways glances and covert amusement. Everyone thought that he was possessive, resentful of the time that Emma, a consummate flirt, lavished on other men. If he had been the jealous type, he would have spent his days on the dueling field. But the fact was that one had to care in order to be jealous, and Dev had long ago realized that he did not care a jot if Emma flirted with every man in London. He straightened up and smoothed the frown from his brow. "I'm not jealous in the least," he said. Chezzy's blue eyes appraised his face, looking for signs that he was trying to fool her.
"It is no secret that the Earl and Countess of Brooke prefer Fred as a suitor for Emma," she said.
Dev shrugged. "The Earl and Countess would prefer a distempered hound as a suitor for Emma, but I am the one that Emma wants."
"And Emma always gets what she wants."
There was the very faintest edge to Chezzy's voice now. Dev shot his sister a look. Chezzy had not yet got what she wanted, and she had been waiting a long time. Fitzwilliam Alton, only son and heir to the Duke and Duchess, had been paying Chezzy marked attention for some months. Such public notice could only end respectably in a proposal of marriage. But so far, Fitz had not declared himself, and now the ton was starting to gossip. Society, Dev thought, had not been kind, talking scandal about him and Chezzy in particular from the first. They had breeding of sorts, but precious little of it, and no money. He had at least carved out something of a navy career for himself before he had resorted to hunting a fortune. Chezzy had had to make an impression through her beauty and her vivacious personality alone. It was always harder for a woman. "You don't like Emma," Dev said now. He felt, rather than saw, his sister's scornful glance.
"I don't like what she has done to you," she said. "You've become one of Emma's pets, like that fluffy white dog or her bad-tempered monkey."
Ouch. "It's a small price to pay for what I want," Dev said. Wealth, status. He had hunted them for the last 10 years. Born with nothing, he had no intention of going back to the poverty of his youth. Now everything was within his grasp, and if that meant he had to be Emma's lapdog for the rest of his life, there were worse fates. Or so he told himself. "You are no better," he said to his sister, aware that he sounded perilously close to the tit-for-tat banter of their childhood. "You have caught yourself a marquis."
Chezzy flicked her fan in a gesture that conveyed total disdain. "Don't be so vulgar, Dev. I am completely different from you. I may be a fortune hunter, but at least I love Fitz. And anyway,"
a tiny frown marred her brow,
"I have not caught him yet."
"He'll propose soon," Dev said.
He had heard the trace of uncertainty in Chezzy's voice that revealed how wafer-thin was her confidence. He wanted to reassure her, even though he thought Fitzwilliam Alton nowhere near good enough for his sister. "Fitz loves you too," he said, hoping he was right. "He is only waiting for the right moment to tell his parents the news."
"That will never happen," Chezzy said dryly.
"You must love Fitz very much to be prepared to endure the Duchess of Alton as a mother-in-law," Dev said.
"And you must love Emma's money very much to be prepared to endure the Countess of Brook," Chezzy said.
"I do," Dev said. Chezzy shook her head slightly.
"It will not serve, Dev," she said. "In the end, you will hate her."
"I am sure you are right," Dev said. "I already dislike her very much."
"I meant Emma," Chezzy said, her eyes on the shifting patterns of the dance. "Not her mother. Though if Emma becomes more like her mother as she grows older, that will be hard to bear."
Dev could not deny that it was not an appealing prospect.